True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH. And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
And that insider now, Joshua Briscoe of the Chiefs Radio Network, hopping on. So glad to have Josh in with us this year to help us navigate it. I'm not sure, Josh, that you would agree with that sentiment. The timing will be probably painful here for the next, I don't know, month and a half as the Chiefs have to navigate this. What did you make of the game yesterday? I'll be perfectly honest. They were more in it than I thought they would be. Especially considering how they looked offensively early, but they still fell short. What was your read on it?
I weirdly, even remaining deeply frustrated and in many ways deeply disappointed in these first 2 weeks on a whole variety of levels, I think I feel better today than I did when we talked last Monday. I don't think it would ever require much imagination to say that, well, the football team that lost to the Los Angeles Chargers, if you removed the uniforms, the names, the pre-existing expectations that you had, you said, okay, one team lost it in Brazil week one. That team then gets the Philadelphia Eagles home. What do you think happens? And I think most of us would say, they probably lose that game to the better Eagles team if they lost it to the inferior Chargers team. And I think that the thing that has heartened me, despite still plenty of frustrations and plenty of real issues, the thing that has heartened me is that the defense was so much better against what I thought was a much steeper challenge. Not just with Hurts and the weapons, but with the offense on last night's game, even though, yes, this 0-2 start is literally unprecedented for Patrick Mahomes.
Let's talk about Patrick Mahomes a little bit here, Joshua. I mean, he was the only consistent form of offense for this team from start to finish in the game. I mean, he ran the ball a ton. He was able to get into the end zone at one point. But man, there were multiple times where I'm like, man, he's going to play 1-on-11 here. And I don't know if there's really even any kind of fix for this, or like, this is just what it's going to be for a while.
I think it's kind of what it's going to be for a while. Hopefully Xavier Worthy practicing late last week means that he's going to be available soon, if not Sunday night. I have no further info on that than you guys do, but that would be helpful. And even then, what does he look like when he returns? But I do think that's kind of it. You see this like superhero, Superman, do-it-all effort from Mahomes 2 weeks in a row, and I think, you know, notably enough, two losses, right? Because it's just a hard way to win football games, to make one guy ever do everything. The upshot is that in 99% of cases, you have a football team and an offense who's underperforming. You don't get to wave a magic wand and bring back a top 20 wide receiver in the league in week 7 and bring back top 40 wide receiver in the league whenever Xavier Worthy gets healthy. So there are now plans to re-inject the talent this offense needs at the weapon spots, or at least at the receiver spots, I should say. But then the questions remain about the running back room, the running game altogether, what's going on with the offensive line right now, the tight ends, Travis Kelce's tough start. So there are plenty of like very real issues that could absolutely derail this team's season, but there are also planned additions now, knowing that the two guys this offense was built around this year haven't been on the field these two games.
It's, and Mahomes has not been perfect either. He's been Superman. He missed a throw to Tyquan Thornton. One of them. He hit one. He missed one. Like, it's all there. So then the question becomes, okay, and I'd sent this to Tommy during the game. I said, by Halloween, I think this is going to be a very good team. Is that too little too late? Do you agree with that? And I'll make you make the call. Is this the year they don't win the West?
It's crazy, but like, not only am I still not ready to say it's the year they don't win the West, I'm not ready to say it's the year they're not in the AFC Championship game. Now, those are two different questions, right? You can make the AFC Championship game as a wild card team, and if you are looking at that back half of the season acceleration, then that's on the table. In fact, not only is Halloween not too late for me, I think it might be 3 days too early for me. Because here's where I've kind of settled now, okay? And I said this before the Eagles game. I might have said this to you guys last week, so it's not brand new here. But if they're 3-3 when Rashee Rice gets back, I think that's okay. The crazy thing is they might be 4-5, and I could see them ending this season 12-5. And that's not just blind optimism, blind homerism. It's the back half of the schedule being softer. And look, 4-5, under 500, more than halfway through the season, is unthinkable in the Patrick Mahomes era. But I think if they are at that point, if Xavier Worthy, I'm giving you some ifs here, but Rice is back, if Xavier Worthy is healthy enough to play like himself in that second half of the season, I really do think you're going to get the best version of the defense from Steve Spagnuolo, which I still think has a pass rush problem, but I can see the defense looking fundamentally better in that second half. The offense will be fundamentally different with Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy. So I really do think, for me, because they play the Bills on November 2nd. The next game in Denver after the bye week, from that point on, you might have to win out in this view, where you're 4-5 at that, losing to the Bills. But I really do think from that bye week on, they could look like a, again, fundamentally different football team, really on both sides of the ball.
We got to talk about Travis Kelce a little bit. I mean, obviously the critical dropped ball resulted in the interception. That was really the turning point in the second half, right? Like, that was really the play that should have been a touchdown but turned into points the other way, and then the Chiefs weren't able to, you know, get anything going after that. Is this something that, you know, as Travis Kelce is getting older, that we just kind of have to start thinking, like, we're not going to be able to see the incredible plays from him as often or as frequently, or is it just a fluky thing that happens sometimes?
I want to say it's at least mostly kind of in the fluke category, because you do have to make that adjustment for what you expect from him, as you kind of have a little bit over these last couple of years. He's still been very good and extremely important to the offense. But if the Xavier Worthy bump or that drop turned pick that's, I mean, like you said, totally game-changing play. What's crazy to think about is with all these teams' flaws, if he makes that catch at this point, which again feels kind of bonkers considering the tone that we're all kind of stuck in. But those are mental mistakes, focus mistakes. In some ways, maybe that's more concerning or more frustrating, because that's the thing you don't expect him to have. He and Mahomes last week had the moment of not really quite being on the same page, which is also kind of alarming in its own way. I think that you do need to expect that this offense was retooled to be a Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, Travis Kelce, Kelce in that order offense this offseason, where Kelce's kind of the off-feed bitch. He's the guy. We're going to feed Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy, and we're going to live just fine that way. Obviously, that hasn't been an option. And so it's okay. Well, you guys can see that wasn't the plan in training camp. So I think Kelce just has to kind of wear a couple brutal mistakes in both of these first two games. I think you adjust expectations for him accordingly, but it's even hard for me to evaluate him in such a similar spot to last year where you go, oh, never mind. We once again need to rely on Kelce maybe a little too much.
Yeah, they definitely have to rely on him a little too much right now. I want to go back to something you said about the schedule and the timing. If you go back to 23, they had a stretch of games where they were 2-4. Right, which at the time seemed unfathomable. We may have a stretch to open this season of six games where they go 2-4. And the optimist's take is so easy to find. It's like, guys, they've done this before and won Super Bowls. They literally went 2-4 after the bye week 2 years ago when they won the Super Bowl. They may start this season 2-4. I think the bigger questions are when they get full strength, is full strength going to be enough this year? I think those are two different things, because I do think they'll turn it around. The optimist take for me is that the defense has been better than I thought it would be. I mean, it has. I got to be fair to it. It's been a better defense than I thought it would be. And I don't know that the offense is going to be what I thought it would be, which is back closer to the great offense. What's the middle ground? And is that a formula enough when you get to the postseason? We all assume they're going to get there to beat the Ravens or the Bills on the road.
I know I'm looking ahead to things that we won't know for another month or whatever, but if you tell me in January I have an offense with Patrick Mahomes, an offensive line who's figured this out a little bit, who's spent some time together, Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, Travis Kelce as your 1-2-3, and Steve Spagnuolo doing the things that he did to Jalen Hurts yesterday, I'm going to have a very hard time talking myself out of that being a legitimate Super Bowl contender. So it is based on, this might be the thing that you have to stretch a little bit for it. It's based on what they have been and what I think they're going to be, not necessarily what we've seen them be so far this year. But I do still think that, yeah, it put this team in the playoffs and figure out who exactly is enthusiastic about, oh no, these are the washed up Chiefs. These are the Chiefs that don't have the power anymore. Because I just don't think that's going to be how anyone is viewing them, assuming that there is better health in January and better availability than there's been in September.
I agree with both of you guys when you talk about the defense being better in general, like being better from top to bottom. I mean, I think that the effort yesterday shows that altogether. The only concerning thing for me, Joshua, is the fact that it seems like the pass rush is basically non-existent right now defensively for Kansas City. Is that something that you think that Chiefs fans are going to just kind of have to live with again? Like, hey, they're going to be from top to bottom a solid defense, secondary looks better, et cetera, et cetera. And knowing that they may not have a great pass rush, or is that something that can come along too?
I don't know. Here's the thing that bothers me now is that it is basically the same unit it was last year, and we had this conversation throughout so much of the season last year. But you can say, well, you hang your hat on some like Chris Jones dominant performances, and he's still been good this year, but not great. And I could really pass up on the bleep talking to the opposing quarterback while they're kneeling at the clock. That's neither here nor there. I am probably the most frustrated and remaining hopeful with George Karlaftis, because they give him the big contract. They say, hey, we're going to lock you up long term because we think you're the guy to kind of take the baton from Chris Jones. And I don't think that was ever fair to Karlaftis, frankly. But I mean, he does have frequently, he's had his best games later in the season and in the playoffs. I don't know that there's just like a play more games and get better path that I'm like hanging my hat on there. But Charles Aminihu and Mike Dana obviously ends up getting hurt. We'll see what happens with him. Ashton Gelati has looked pretty all right in his time out there. Omar Norman-Lott got a sack in his debut. Jerry Tillery played less yesterday than he did in week one. Derek Nnadi's not giving you any pass rush push. So I mean, these are the guys. They didn't make a move for a Za'Darius Smith or a Jadeveon Clowney, and I frankly didn't really expect them to. A few years back, they went and grabbed Melvin Ingram when things were looking a little bit out of sorts. I don't really think there's a move like that on the horizon. I think you ask for a little more from the rookies here and there. That's not a fix, though. I think it's probably going to be the adjustment we saw yesterday, which is that Spags is just dialing up even more exotic pressures depending on the opponent. And I just think you're going to need even more from Chris Jones and certainly more from the guys not named Chris Jones. They have to win some one-on-ones.
And they're going to have to do it against a guy who looked pretty good against the Cowboys. I think all of us were just a little bit annoyed to see the Giants play well, but they did. They played well offensively. It's like, come on, man. We were counting on that one. Can you just chill a minute here, Giants? But they did offensively look pretty good. That'll be Sunday Night Football next week. Boy, if they don't get that one, I'm not terribly worried about it, but the Giants look better than we thought they would this week. So who knows? It's the NFL. Raiders, Chargers tonight, real quick, Joshua. I assume the answer is Chargers here, but who do you think is the bigger threat right now in the AFC West? And we can include Denver in there, even though they lost.
It's kind of funny because I feel like Denver was getting all that love. And now, again, like you said, they're down in a one-on-one. Man, some like remarkably wacky games yesterday. What a league. That's fun. I came into the season being higher on the Raiders than most people, and I feel good about that. I don't think they're going to win the AFC West. I have come in multiple years higher on the Chargers than I should have been. I don't really think they're going to win the AFC West. I think the Broncos are fundamentally flawed at quarterback. I am not a Bo Nix believer, but I am kind of a Sean Payton believer. The thing that I cannot believe that I'm saying is the Broncos defense for real? Like, can the preseason hype that they got as one of the best units in football, is that defense for real? It just merely got owned by Daniel Jones for a week. That's my question for the AFC West. Is Daniel Jones the guy throwing off our calibrations for how good the Broncos defense may be? Something I cannot imagine having said before the season. I cannot believe the Colts are 2-0, and I don't believe in them at all still. But maybe I should. I kind of want to give the edge to the Broncos, even though they just lost to a team that I don't think very highly of. And maybe for me, that's the argument for why the AFC West is very, 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 very far from settled right now. Because we're going to find out tonight. One of these, if the Raiders go out and beat the Chargers tonight, we have to put a little more respect on what they're turning around there. And I think that's deserved. They got a coaching quarterback, and it raised the water level for the entire organization. That's how it worked when Andy Reid and Alex Smith got here. I think that there's an argument to be made that the Raiders are fully turning around now. So it's a really, really good division. And funnily enough, the Chiefs would probably benefit from it just beating itself up this year. And you hope that you can win the division with 11 or 12 games.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I think all three teams are better than they have been, but that may be the thing that saves the Chiefs. How many times did Pete Carroll win the division in the NFC West with teams we thought were not going to be very good? So I can't wait for that game tonight. Josh, we appreciate it. Chiefs Radio Network returns next week, Sunday Night Football. You'll hear it all right here on KFH. Thanks for being here, man. There goes Joshua Briscoe of the Chiefs Radio Network. What a weird time. What a weird time to be alive in the AFC West, Tommy. Who are you taking tonight, by the way? In Chargers, Raiders.
I think I'm still leaning Chargers. I think it's just, you know, the Raiders are. I think that they're for sure on the come up, but they're unproven, right? Like they're just it's not there yet. Like I'm not fully a believer, but I am a believer in what the Chargers are doing. So at least early on in the season, it may flip flop when these two teams play later on this season for a second time. But at least for tonight, I'm going Chargers.
They got to go on the road after the Brazil trip. That is, I think, something to watch. I think it's going to be I think both of these games tonight are going to be pretty good.
I think they're going to be fun. You know, it's funny. We've gone basically this entire show talking Chiefs and really not spent much time on the tush push, right? Like that really hasn't been like much of the conversation around it.
Do you change your mind? Are you with me now that we can just get rid of that stupid thing? I hate that place so much.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna keep it, you have to actually officiate it. You have to actually legislate it.
Did you hear Dean Blandino?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He's like, guys, I'm over trying to analyze the tush push.
Yeah.
Because it is. It's different every time. Like, it's not good for football.
Yeah.
And that's been my point with it. It's not good for the game.
I've been very firm and consistent, though. From the game yesterday, the Chiefs didn't lose because of the tush push.
No.
There were a lot of other reasons why that certainly didn't help. It didn't help that they didn't get any of the calls. They didn't lose because of it. You can miss me with that argument. Anybody out there who has that, I don't buy it. Certainly didn't help, though.
They missed a deep ball to Thornton. Yeah. Kelsey dropped a touchdown. Like, that was not the reason they lost. But it's annoying. Very much so. We'll come back. Last full segment for two.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.